Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The coronavirus pandemic has divided people from its very first days. And as the Omicron variant is surging across the country, it's creating more divisions, not just between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, but among fully vaccinated and boosted people who are wondering if they should approach this Omicron surge with the restrictions and extra caution they've relied on to stay safe throughout the pandemic. Derek Thompson has been looking at this shift in attitude. He's senior writer at The Atlantic. Great to have you, Derek.
Good to be back. Thank you.
Well, you write that with the Omicron variant, quote, different communities are telling themselves different stories about what's going on and coming to different conclusions about how to lead their lives, end quote. Explain why this is happening now at this particular point in the pandemic and with the Omicron variant in particular.
I think the Omicron variant is like, you could call it the confirmation bias variant, is making people who are extremely sensitive to individual risk, especially if they're vaccinated and boosted, look at their own risk situation and say, there's practically no risk that this poses to me if I am, let's say, younger than 50, 65 and don't have a immune issue. You see this in the data that people who are boosted really do not face much of a risk of death from Omicron. But then you also have people focused on the sort of collectivist view, looking at, well, wait, if I get sick and then I get someone else sick, maybe they'll interact with someone who's 75, or they'll interact with someone who has immunocompromised disorder, or they'll interact with someone who's unvaccinated, and I'll extend this chain of transmission that might actually lead to a death or severe hospitalization. I don't want to do that, so I'll remain extremely cautious. But I think that Omicron has furthered the distance between these two groups. Hmm. And I call group one vaxxed and done. People
yes.
who say, I've done everything that's been asked of me and now I'm done. And then group two are the vaxxed and still cautious, saying, yes, I'm vaxxed, yes, I'm boosted, but my mind is still fixated on these trains of transmission rather than just individual risk.
So talk more about that. I mean, people, are they just tired of and frustrated by the pandemic? It's been going on almost 2 years now. Or are people just coming to terms with this virus being endemic? You know, it's like the flu. It'll always be with us.
I think that the answer to the first question is yes, and it leads into a feeling that the answer to the second question is yes. To put some meat on those bones, I think there's a lot of people who, of course, are frustrated. I mean, this has been going on for almost 2 years. There were a lot of people who thought in March 2020 that this was, 100 days to stop the spread, that we might be able to crush this thing in a matter of months, and now it's 2 years later, and we're seeing the largest waves of COVID we've ever seen, but they don't seem to be entirely coupled with commensurate rises in deaths. So you have a lot of people who are saying this is a variant that for whatever reason appears to be milder on a per case basis. We should have a different attitude toward the variant. And it's leading them to say, look, over time, viruses do tend to go from a period of extremely high virulence to a period of endemicity. We have lived for, many, many years, decades, maybe centuries with seasonal flu, which yes, kills tens of thousands of people a year. But this group is saying those things happen, those deaths happen, but we don't shut down schools, we don't shut down society, and we should maybe move to a similar attitude toward COVID itself. But then again, I do think you have a large group of people in the vaxxed and cautious cohort who just aren't buying this, who still feel like in January 2022, we should have a lot of the same restrictions that we had last year and the year before.
And is one group obviously right here, Derek? And what's your view about how vaccinated people should be viewing this situation?
So I wrote this article in part because I felt myself torn between these two groups, and in part because I really did want to do my best to ventriloquize, I guess you could say, to summarize two attitudes that I thought had a lot of good arguments on their side. On the one hand, I totally buy the argument from the vaxxed and done community that as a disease moves toward endemicity, moves toward being endemic, we need to evolve towards stoicism. We need to evolve towards an attitude that this may be with us for a long, long, long time, which means emergency restrictions don't necessarily make sense the same way they would in a 6-month plague. At the same time, You know, it's impossible for me to forget the fact that, you know, even though I am 35 years old without small kids and boosted, there are a lot of people that are not in my boat whose risk of severe illness contingent upon getting this disease is something between 10 and 100 times greater than it is for me. So my decisions aren't purely individual. I can't put a wall up around my decisions. They will affect other people. And so that is keeping me from fully signing on to the vaxxed and done philosophy.
Well, and of course, doctors and medical professionals say unvaccinated people should get vaccinated. We can't emphasize that enough, Derek.
Indeed. Oh, yeah, I mean, you might as well repeat it 10 times. It's the most important thing I think there is to say. I mean, you look right now at the hospitalization statistics, not only from the CDC, but also from the states. People who are unvaccinated have a hospitalization risk at least 10 times greater than those who are vaccinated at every single age group. So if you are unvaccinated, know that by getting vaccinated, you are likely to reduce your risk by a factor of 10. That's enormous. Please do it.
Derek Thompson is a senior writer at The Atlantic. It's a really interesting piece. Derek, thank you so much.
Thank you.